I would like to thank you all for coming to the Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting, June 21st, 2023. The time is currently 4:42 PM. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
All right. Today is a discussion, a work session regarding the tax budget. And I have been working this week on trying to get the information in the form we had provided to us organized in a way that made a little more sense and something we could present to our fiscal officer. This is, how about I get it organized and then, so what we have is each fund separated out of the original document we were provided, and then it'll give us a chance to go down and look through it and we can discuss it. So the first, what I was going to do is to make sure we got them organized.
Set them up in order?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first fund classification is your general fund, 1,000.
Yep.
The next one would be motor vehicle license tax. Find that one, that'll be the next fund.
What number is that?
That would be well, it says motor vehicle license tax on the type, right? You're looking for it, right?
Okay.
All
right. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, I got the next one is the gasoline tax. Next one is roads and bridge. One is lines of road and bridge again. I might have a duplicate copy. No. Do you see a roads and bridge that has a 2031 machine and equipment handwritten on the top of it? Actually, there's several of them here. This is page 13 of 35, if you see it.
All right, do you have page 14?
You say 16 of 35?
Oh, no, it was 13 of 35. And it may have just been collated.
I'm missing difficult. 14 of 15.
We got 11 and 12, 13. And I got 13. I have 14 and 15 here. I have I have 11 and 12 here, which is still roads and bridge. This is a copy of 13. Is anyone missing 13?
I have 13.
You're still looking for 14.
And 15.
Make a note of that. So the next one is police district. And it looks like it's 16, 17, 18, and 19. You see those pages, Bruce? Or are you ahead of us by chance? 16, 17, 18, and 19?
I've got 13.
That's roads and bridges still.
I'm called 13.
You're not getting your pile. I can get this one. It's all in order.
I think these are the originals. That's 16. I think I got multiple pages. So 16, 17, 18, and 19. How are you doing there, Bruce?
What I'm doing is just looking at what the numbers are at the bottom of the page, whatever the numbers are.
Look at the actual page numbers.
That'll help you.
Well, no, I mean, I've gone through those, too. There's number 12 that's in here twice.
And set that off to the side.
Yeah, not a big thing. Okay, so it's in there twice. So
if it's a duplicate, just set it off the side. Right, but not in your main.
But it's not the front page is different, so it's not a duplicate.
Yeah, let me see what you're doing. See, so this is page 11. That's page 13.
Yeah, but
this is 12.
Here's page 11.
So
here's page 12.
You got 11, 12, and 13 there, right?
One just staple out of packet. Order.
Right.
So that was.
So there's.
So 11, 12.
So I had 11 and 12 twice.
Because I don't know what the other pages are now.
Well, these are all road and bridge. Road and bridge.
Right.
Road and bridge. Okay?
Yeah, I don't know what's way high in that one, though.
These are just road and bridge. They're the same. These are two of the three pages you have.
Right. Right.
That can be taken apart and put back together in the right order. So, got my knife. Got a weapon. There you go. So that gets you through 13, right? Or 11, 12, 13?
So that gives 13, and I need a 14.
Okay.
And the 14 is not in here.
Is this yours or is that? I think there's sets.
Stay on my property line.
Or if you got them all set up. Let's see if we can. We're looking for starting at 14, 14, 15.
It's missing 14, 15. Missing 13, 14, and 15.
Okay. I've got a 13. Make you a good deal on it.
So I'm missing a 14 and a 15.
I'm missing a 14 and a 15, but I'll raise you one because I'm missing a 13, 14, 15.
It's up here.
All right. So it's just basically 14, 15.
So we need a 14 and a 15. Can we go on to 16? And
16, about 16, 17, 18, 19. 19. That should help.
16, 17, and 18 should be your police department. And 19, 16, 17, 18, 19. Are you good for
23? I'm just missing those two.
Okay.
Two.
So.
23.
Fire district.
26.
Is 26, 21, 22.
26, 28.
Yeah.
Safety services is
34, 35.
23,
so I'm missing, 24, I'm missing
25,
those.
26.
Are you also missing that, whatever it was, the 13, 14?
I was missing 14 and 15.
Or 14,
24, 25, and 26. So this goes to that.
Yeah, I stopped at 23. Yeah. Okay, 23.
This is 27 to 30.
I need that one.
Next.
Okay, so we're missing 14 and 15. We should all be missing it.
I'm not missing it.
Well, you're not?
Because I got the original.
That's cheating.
31 through 33.
I need 29.
Yeah, the original. We'll just separate and make those two pages.
So you're needing, you sure 29 is not on there?
28.
So we need 129. There you go. Maybe this is the right group. This has got 29 and 30.
That one. I need 31.
That would be that one. That should be 31 through 33.
Mm-hmm.
34, 35. 34, 35. So I think we just need two 14s and two 15s. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here. Can I just make a... Do I have to make a motion?
No, just we're working in work session.
Work session, so it's okay.
We're working.
We're working. I am going to go make those copies and be right back. That's probably 13, 14, and 15 are together there. Does that look right? Thank you. And this is all on me. I was late getting the information.
It's
duplicated.
It's not on anybody. We're getting through it.
13, 14, 15, 2 somehow. There's a 16. So Charles ended up getting a 13, 14, and 15 myself.
Look at you.
That's the original, probably.
Thank you.
You want another copy?
No, you got... This should do us.
This one here didn't have one.
Okay. How many sets do you have?
I have this set here.
That's a full set?
Yes.
This set doesn't have one, but it needs one, right?
Yes.
I'd like to get that done.
Okay.
That's going to be our record set. Thank you. We need to staple them.
Yes. Wherever that one was there.
Oh.
We took it. Yeah, I had it spaced. So
one of them might
be. I think the one was right there.
Those were the two. One went there.
No, I went 12, 11, 12. This is 13, 14, 15. So that big packet that was right here that I had cocked like this. Insert it.
Is it here?
No, it's mine.
Oh, I gave it to her, that's why. Because that's the extra set.
Okay.
So this has got 13, 14, and 15. I think the other four extras. Those ones you're looking at.
No, I was...
Take a look on your sheets and make sure we got them all.
Gave you two. Where's 13, 14?
There's another 13. Was just random.
I just had two copies. It's a second.
You paused the meeting.
Nah, this is fun. We should do play by play for those enjoying the minutes.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So that's that. There's this. This is an extra 13. So, this set is still missing.
Yeah, well, I brought two back. So, did I give you an extra there on top? I mean, where's the one I just...
Somehow, I got two of the 13.
Okay, now we're good. Life can go on.
I think it is. Don't worry, give me that one back. Give me that one back, because I got two page 13s, but I don't have 14 and 15 then.
That's the one we're looking for, right? I think I'm bored. All right, I think these are just extra.
Yeah.
Somewhere else. Okay. I spent a fair amount of time working on this, and then today I was talking with Kristen for several hours, and we weren't able to get through as much through everything. So she's going to try to meet with me again tomorrow. Very helpful.
Kristen Johnson?
Yeah, Kristen okay. Johnson.
Yep.
One of the things that she had indicated that we had put some big numbers in various places, and she said it was better for us to make those real numbers, and it would reflect a carryover. So I still have a glitch in my general fund calculations. So when you look at that, there's a figure that doesn't make sense that I need to. The second page shows a number that's higher than it should be for total expenditures. Actually, it's total revenue. Yeah.
So the expenditures is higher?
Right. That's the revenue.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But it's not right. Something's not right on that. If you look at the expenditures, What I've worked on doing was in the 2023 column, tried to make adjustments there that were more like real numbers for the township. Looking at past our last year's expenditures, year-to-date expenditures, appropriation schedules, and I was told that if we go ahead and lower those numbers, and you'll see the highlighted numbers are the ones that, like page two, if you look at page two.
Yep.
The highlighted numbers were to adjust, and by making that adjustment, it will increase your rollover.
Yep.
Okay, what you start the year with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, that the general fund is the biggest and most difficult.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we can go to the next fund if you want. And
this is why when we have the budget in September, that number is always seems to be $2.5 million less than we want to get our certificate.
Right.
It's because we're not applying the correct numbers.
Right. So I've been really thankful with the county auditor and how they've been helping. If we go to the what's page 7, and it's our motor vehicle license tax, far simpler thing, and it helped me to break these all down by fund, so it wasn't such a big document. When you look at 2023, the ending figure was 514 and change. For what it's worth, Kristen Johnson said she's just perfectly fine if we round stuff. So I made it 514.
In other words, on page 8, you're saying 514?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we start with. And then... if we keep the revenues similar and we talked about that at the last meeting as well. Keep that at 18,000, interest at $25, and you add your rollover, you add your $18,539 for your total mm-hmm. expenditures. And I was told keep your, that's total revenue, excuse me, I misspoke. Total revenue of $18,539.
Okay.
And then rather than trying to break things down and stuff, the cash outlay of $17,000, that makes everything work, okay? And Kristen's fine with that.
Right.
Okay? And that, this is something I think we all can take home and try to get our head wrapped around a little bit better. And I don't want to spend 2 hours looking at this per se, as much as just defining what it is we're looking at, knowing the general fund is still not where it needs to be. That's all.
Right.
Gasoline tax, again, it had a $293 rollover. We kept the revenues same as they've been at $190,000. We put earnings on investments. We just rounded that to $100. So we had a total revenue of $190,393, and we called it capital outlay of $185,000. And that one, she said, would be just fine like that. Where we will get into, you know, some questions are when we change for the balance of 2023 some of those figures.
Yep.
And we make those more real. I'm hoping that Angela will be able to work with us and make that adjustment in the UAM. And that will make the rollover, because road and bridge, if you look at the road and bridge, we had a rollover of $18, $19.
Yep.
Previous years, $600,000, $400,000, $200,000, and then we were at $19,000. Kristen and I both looked at that, and we found a couple of things that brought some questions. And I'm trying to see where that was at. A few of these just, they did have some things that were different. Oh. If you looked at the other professional technical, the 2031-330-319 line under roads and bridges, in 2020 it was about 8,000, 2021 it was about 15,000, then in 2022 for some reason it went to 112,500. I looked on our appropriations, and I didn't see that. I don't know.
Would that be for the architect for the new building?
Not that big a difference.
Or at least part of it.
And that was only a $5,000 or $6,000.
I'm hoping it's not 100.
No, it wasn't that big a deal. I do want, and it brought up some questions, and it could be, there's a number of reasons how it could happen, but if we take that back out of that line, then everything else gets a lot closer to making sense. And I'll go back to 2022, and that was a line item 2031-330-319. Year to date at the end of 2022 was $13,700, just rounding, but if it was 13,700 in that report, you see how the difference, how it would have made a huge difference? It's listed as 112.
It's a $100,000 difference.
Right. And that would have shown up on the rollover instead of being an $18 rollover. You follow what I mean? I mean, eventually that...
Right.
Those are things that I don't have answers for, but I think that we can make the assumption that if the... I'm sure the appropriation status is right.
But if you... Right. So in other words, let's say it was $15,000 or $20,000.
Right.
You'd have $90,000 dropping down.
And so I... You know, what we did is we worked together, and she, you know, showed me where, okay, that same line item, year-to-date, as of 6-8, that appropriation schedule. One of these days I'll get smart. Year-to-date is $3,800 that we've spent on that line item.
$3,800.
So,
you're almost halfway through.
Right. And I was proposing we put $10,000 in there.
I was going to say 10, yeah.
And then by doing that, you know, this 2023 was scoped at $50,000. If we put $10,000 in, we just added $40,000 to our carryover.
It'd be a $90,000. Right.
So I'm just saying that we'd propose that 2031330319 number to change from a $50,000 to a $10,000. Now, like I said, this isn't ready for presentation, but a similar thing when we're looking at numbers and we're trying to say what's closer to being real, repairs and maintenance, which is the 2031330323 number. We have $50,000, and I from what I can see, we could change that to $20,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The copy that I've given you is how I looked at it going through, and I'd like you guys to kind of think about the same thing, understanding that the carryover gets directly affected by this. It's still challenging.
When you have a carryover, don't you have to write? There's a thing about writing the auditor of why you have a carryover. And I remember that part.
I will ask her, Kristen, about that. She agreed with what I was doing, and I told her what we don't want to do, because we do have a goal of utilizing that money.
Right.
And so I don't want to find out that...
But I just remember multiple conversations with Angela saying, like, you know, okay, when, you know, if we have this carryover, we have to state that we have a purpose.
Right. So
what they said to me, and I'm not sure whether it was Kristen or another financial officer, it's fine to be a little bit conservative, but you shouldn't be $2 million conservative, you know.
Right.
And that's exactly what you're doing.
And I'm told this money goes. Yeah. You can see as we go through from item to item. All of a sudden, I found the second section. cemetery was kind of another relatively simple one. There was a carryover of 9265. This is page 14. And revenue we proposed earlier, I think at the other meeting, of 5,000, giving us a total revenue of 14,265. Looking at the recent spending and appropriations, it seemed like $9,000 would be reasonable for next year as far as what we're going to spend. And it doesn't need to be more detailed than that. So, a police district. Now, there's a lot of numbers in this one. But it seemed like, and this is where, Chuck, I definitely got to yield because we're spending from different accounts. Yeah. And it almost seems like we switched from, like in previous years, certain things were paid from the police.
Yeah, I did notice that. We took the OPERS, we switched from one to the other, so it was a big chunk. So we took one big chunk out of one and a big chunk out of the other one.
It seemed like as far as the revenues for the PD, that it could be end up being $1,311,065. What did I say? $1,311,065. And then we work through the salaries, and I believe we split the salaries up between
we moved something in there, didn't we?
Well, the salaries, I think, stayed in this one, but it became the OPERS. We split up.
OPERS we did, okay. And the salaries, too. We split up into a safety services levy and also
so that's, I struggle with that a little bit. Like in this particular worksheet and budget, the salaries are all on the PD, the 2081 fund. However, when we get to OPERS, then it splits, okay? And previous years, and as far as safety services levy, it was zero, and then all of a sudden it was 228,000. And I'm sure that was the lion's share of it. This year we got, I believe, 70,000 there, but and 80,000 is only 150,000. And if we look at last year's appropriation there, at the end of the year, there was basically 54,000 paid for out of OPERS from the PD fund. So we had 54, and then out of the 2191, there was 190. So that makes basically close to 250. And we've added people.
Two people.
Have we added two net, or did we add one and replace one?
Well, we were basically, yes, replaced one.
Okay, so I just wanted to, but we're gonna need to have something similar to those numbers. for this year.
Or a little higher.
It'll be higher.
In the safety services?
How's that?
Was that in the safety services? Or at DRS?
Hopper's in safety services. He did put a lot in there, like right now though.
Should be 200 some thousand, isn't there?
2022 there was, this year it was zeroed out. That's why we need to add to it, but we may need to add more to it.
Is that under zero in safety services for this year?
2023, that's what I see there.
Okay, can you look at, I wonder if we took it out of ARPA?
Let me see if that's. Want to make sure that is actually a line that came out of here. 2023 had an appropriation of 190. So how do you do that? How do you go from a 190 to this being zero?
Well, I know we talked about the 70 there, we have.
Between the two funds, we gotta have somewhere around 250,000 in there, I think.
They may be out of ARPA two funds. American Rescue Plan.
2273.
So it would, Hopper's might be in there, or not Hopper's, ARPA. But if you're looking at our appropriations, we do have 260 appropriated, or 250 appropriated between the two funds. In the tax worksheet, we threw 70 in the one. Is the piece. And if you go and look at.
Thinking between the police and the safety services, we gotta have that same number there.
So where is?
2022, we got it, but 2023, it didn't show up. In this report.
Yeah, so we will probably have to bump one of the two up pretty high. 26 and 70 is a 100 grand.
Well, again, the appropriation status for this year, as of six, we had 77 appropriated out of 20, nope, I'm on the wrong column.
It's like 250, between the two columns.
Okay.
70, I think, and 180. So you add those two together, it's like 250, that's been earmarked for Hopper's.
Okay.
On the tax budget, if you're correct in finding that we had Hopper's here at 80, and then Hopper's here at 70, which is only 150, so you're 100 short. If you're going to try to match our appropriations. So we should bump both of these up.
We gotta bump them up. And it won't hurt us.
So I would say this one here, if that's where we're pulling from, a majority.
And we need to get from here.
You need our 100 grand.
100 grand, which that is, looks of it, I think we're still good to do
What page is Chuck?
We're on 23 of 35.
Okay. And 17. Okay. So make one like 150 and the other one 100. You'd be done. T27, you're only at 70.
And then we just add 100 to it.
You need 150 though to match the appropriation for this year.
I thought we were pulling the cut off. I'm sorry. 70 and
180. T27 last time.
Right. And what? That just gets us up to where we were this year. We're right. Going to need a little bit more.
Yeah. We appropriated $250,000.
Right. But at our tax budget, we're 100 off. So we're just deciding which to add it into the police side or the safety services side.
Oh.
I'm saying we go with safety services side.
I think so too. This is 100 enough just to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget it.
And when we do that,
What were you looking for?
I was trying to add up where our expenses would be, and it looks like we'll be around 1,175,600, which still is below our 1,311,000 revenue, if we add that 100,000 into it. You know, because we just added 100,000, right?
Yeah, you guys added 100,000.
So I think before we did that, we had 1,075,000. We added 100, made 1,175,000.
No, 1,275,000.
That's 1,275,000, yes. Just lowers this to a $36,000. We'll lower this. This is our
Open balance. Yeah, because that's a big chunk out of there.
Right. But I think that's a reasonable way to look at it. And what I want to do is I want to get this, the format that we're sharing here, and I want all the notes to go off so that all we have is a clean column with numbers. Does that make sense? Like we've
but just remember too, if it's like 1.2 million or whatever it's called here, that's way more than what that fund actually brings in every year. The only reason we have that much money is because it's been carried over the last few years.
Right.
That fund only brings in, you know, less than a million, I know that, 700.
Which
doesn't matter. I'm just saying, you have a high expenditure of it. It's just going to deplete the funds if you were to actually use all of that. So that's fine for the budget. I'm just saying, be wary of drawing out your reserves. So as long as we use up what's in the police department,
right.
And then work on that safety service one, because we still need to have a reserves as much as we can in the future. So that should work out.
Then the other item we looked at was a fire. There's the fund in between there. It'd be nice if those two were side by side, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Fire district fund. We looked at that, and this gets no revenue.
It has some money stored up.
Has a carryover consistent with the money that was in there, 806,000. I asked Kristen, how do we go from 806,000 to 306,000? And
had 500 appropriated.
500 appropriated, but wasn't ever spent. And so, nor are we thinking of spending anything.
Not
at the time.
Time.
And so by
I think we had money in there just in case something came up, something broke, or you know, you gotta have some type of money appropriated, and that was the reason it was appropriated, was because you never know if you're gonna get a quote or an invoice on something that's
okay.
But I think that was the thinking behind it. But I'm talking with Chief Walters and stuff the last few meetings, you guys were present, there's no inclination right now that would be worried about spending that much money.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
So if we would zero that out, then the carryover would go back to that
$800,000
number.
Go back to the 800?
It would go back to the 800,000.
Okay.
Talk about safety services. Yeah. What was that again? Safety services. That's what we were just going through a minute ago.
Adding $100,000 to the OPERS.
Are you talking fire district still?
I'm talking fire district.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So, permissive motor vehicle tax. That's had a carryover of 970 for next year. Keep the numbers and the income similar, so we're around $96,070 for revenue. Capital outlay, just put in $93,000. We got a cushion, and that's how she said to do that. Law enforcement trust is... Yeah, what, we've talked about this before.
It's just...
It doesn't, is that...
Been the same for years, it's just...
Something that you use, or where do you use it, or what can it be used? When can it be used?
Well, to be honest with you, we're never gonna use it. You got $564 in there, it'd be nice just to close that out and close that whole section out.
We ought to find a compliant place to utilize that.
Yeah, can we?
I'm sure we can find it.
Oh, no, yeah.
And then, you know, when we go to pay for something, pay for it out of this fund, you know? Because if we're not gonna, if it's something we're gonna use very much, why are we carrying balances in it?
I don't even know who set that up, but I can find out.
Yeah, because when there's one...
It's been the same for the last 3 or 4 years.
It's all the same, yeah.
And that's again, it's a lack of knowing how to use it.
If we got rid of that, these are things where we could hide all of this.
Put the $564.17 in small tools, and then it's the law enforcement trust, so you would figure that'd be police department.
I'll talk to the person that we saw today at the ribbon cutting, but I guarantee it, he's the one that set that up.
Okay. Thank you. The ARPA funds had a unique carryover on this report, and I'm not sure how it happened, but according to the financial sheet we were given, it had 65 cent carryover. May have been because we didn't receive at the time this was made the other half of the payment, but I believe the actual carryover is closer to $577,350. And our expenditures is going to be about that much money, because we have to spend it by the end of 20. We have to appropriate it or encumber it. We have to encumber it by the end of 2024.
Right, so we've got a year and a half.
Yeah, so we can keep pushing, but there's still time.
Right, there's time.
Yeah, no. It's funny how many times it's been brought up, like, oh, we gotta use it, but we've got some time.
Now, my question, when I'm looking at this and thinking about how we're gonna we need to have some of that available for this year. We don't want to just put it all off till next year, correct? Because when we have expenses, we're looking to utilize it on.
There's all kinds of things. You got infrastructure you can use it on, improvements.
We got some vehicles, I think, that we're looking to do it on.
Yeah. The vehicles.
And I think, we did some paving, there's some improvements, possibly, you know, there's different things we've allocated. I don't want to put this whole thing out for 2024 and not have it available. And I'll talk to Kristen about that. Are you familiar with how that would work?
No, again, that's a tax budget. This is just setting up when we do our temporary appropriation, then we can appropriate money into that account.
She actually says she's going to use this. It's temporary.
She uses this to kind of create, yeah.
Okay.
It's worth talking to her since you're
here. Yeah. Yeah. Fire rescue, that's one you're familiar with, right, Chuck? That had a carryover of, or should have, 563.
Yeah,
it's EMS. And the expenses, you know, by the time you carry over and then what we get added is about 9, $967. And expenses are similar, contracted services, tax collection.
Yeah, I think we're pretty close on that one.
That one should work out pretty good.
The only thing that are really going to affect the expenses there is, like, if we have to buy equipment or something.
No, it's just LST.
Okay.
So LST is contracted. The only thing that's been affecting us is higher runs and stuff like that. I think our last bill was in the 40s again, so it'd be nicer down at the 30 range.
Has there been conversation about reworking billing group homes or something of that nature?
Yeah,
there's conversation.
There's some conversation going on.
Okay, I just heard some stuff on the street and I thought, well, another day, another meeting. All right. I say this isn't a finished product, but I think it takes us a step closer. What are some of your thoughts on it?
Only one I was kind of confused on was the ARPA one. So it's good that you'll be meeting with somebody that can answer that question.
And the general fund.
And again, just kind of pointing out the safety services one, you know, you're collecting X dollars, but you're spending XX amount of dollars. So we just have to watch on that. We don't want to deplete our savings all the way on that.
Right.
So.
And regarding the tax budget, well, to your point of running out of depleting, we'll stir other conversations we'll have up in future meetings about revenue possibilities. But that's for another day. Gentlemen, I don't have anything more to present right now.
This is fantastic. Thank you.
It's a step. Thank you. You're welcome. And
so this is what we'll have to do, so?
Yeah, we got to do some thinking because I think I had another worksheet, it's not here, that got it back into more of this kind of a number, the mid 2 millions, instead of that. But there's a reason, Chief, that we got there. I know something's not right. That's too big of a number for revenue. I'll try to get that, and then we have a regular meeting tomorrow, correct? That's still on?
Yeah.
And you're leaving for?
Yeah, I'm gone Tuesday, so Tuesday's my
next Tuesday.
I'm gonna stay in town.
Or Monday,
gone.
Or?
Yeah, and I'll be gone until like the 17th or 18th.
Okay. So. Wish you a very good time. I don't have any more. Are you good? Anything else before? This is what we're about. I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
The time is 5:47 p.m. Meeting is adjourned.